Blog Talk Radio.
For the CIMC Music Show with your host, Jason Cuban.
Hello and welcome to this afternoon's CIMC Music Show. We would like to welcome back Nate Jones. Nate, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Glad to be back.
Oh, well, great. We're glad to have you back. Okay, so this afternoon, we're just going to run through some more of your music, talk about a little more of your inspiration.
Definitely. Okay. That sounds like a plan.
All right. And is there anything that you'd like to say to our listeners today about your music?
Yes, definitely. First and foremost, I want to thank all my fans and day ones who may be listening or may not be listening now. It's all good. I just know y'all support me. I want to give a special shout out to Kyra, who is the owner of Artistry Studios, who helped me with my cover art for Writer's Block, which you guys had a sneak peek of on yesterday. That's going to be uploading tomorrow, hopefully at 12 o'clock. You just got to do the final little mixies and stuff, and then that joint is going to be good. Right now, on the works of finishing everything else for the writing projects of my up-and-coming mixtape, TER 2016. And I guess a little bit later I can get more into that.
Well, I want to welcome you back to the show. For those who are just tuning in, when we did our part one of the interview with Nate Jones, we ran out of some time there, so we invited Nate to come back for an additional interview here because there were some things that we wanted to cover. And like my co-host Sigrid said, Nate's brought more music with him. We're also going to take a look at that original piece, that the unreleased piece, Writer's Block, again, so you can check that out. And, Nate, you said that's going to be released tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's going to be released tomorrow, hopefully at 12 o'clock p.m. If not, it's going to be a.m., one of the two.
Now, will this be released as a single or will it be involved with a full-scale LP?
It will be involved with the LP. I just wanted to get I'm going to release this one and probably one or two other tracks before I drop the LP. But this is just to let everybody know, hey, I'm still here, still making music, doing what I love.
All right. Now, for those who don't know yet, tell our listeners how they can go about getting copies of your music.
Well, right now, if you actually hit me up and ask, and I'll send you every single one, you can find my music at SoundCloud, which my name will be, if you go for the whole thing, Nate Jones. Nate is acronym, and it stands for Never at the Edge. All you got to do is put periods after each letter, and you should find me. You can also find me on Reverb Nation, and you can also find me on my YouTube page, which has one song on there right now, which is Shenro the Dragon. Shenro is spelled C-H-E-N-R-O, the Dragon, and it's T-H-A. I'm working on the name switch, but right now I'm going to keep it stagnant so everybody can find my stuff.
Right on. Now, I'd like to just talk to you again. I know some of this we've already covered with the last interview, but just to go back, how long have you been involved in music?
I've been involved in music, you know, to put it simply, all my life. You know, I've been surrounded by music since my mom decided to play Wah! I Got You All in Check in the 90s to her buying the entire discography of Prince, you know. And I just finally decided to find my gift around 12, started writing a little bit, and went from there.
All right, and who would you say your, let's say, your three biggest influences in music are?
Creativity, once again, it'll be Prince. Flow-wise, I always like Bone Thugs and Harmony or Tech N9ne, just because they have a very quick and stagnant flow. And I always thought it was pretty cool because the imagery they portrayed with that was pretty cool. And I mean, it is. It's just pretty cool, and I like that. It kind of gave me some of my own ideas from different things I can do with flows and et cetera. And harmonies as well, because I like to mess around with that. And person I think killing the game right now, although there's a new runner-up, because I don't know if y'all ain't peeped it, but Logic came with that heat. But I still personal favorite, don't switch up on my man Kendrick. Hopefully, you know, he'll do a little bit better than what he did this time. I love Damn, the little tape he did, but I felt as though it wasn't what I wasn't ready for it. But it was definitely a great piece altogether.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to listen to some of Nate's music here. Just want to let you know this is a live interview. If you want to call into the studio and ask some questions or be part of the show, the number to dial is 516-595-8244. Again, that's 516-595-8244. Or you can meet us on Facebook or in our studio chat room. You can head on over to our website, cimc.net16.net, and click on the contact button, and that'll get you all the information you need to know to join us here on the show tonight. One more time, that number, 516-592-8244. Stick around. We'll be right back with Nate Jones on the CIMC Music Show.
I pranked Mom. I went to TJ's Dermographics at 91 North Main Street in Harrisonburg, where they do piercings and real custom tattoos. But the cool thing for us kids is they give us temporary tattoos. So TJ gave me a real-looking tattoo when I came in with my dad to take home to fool Mom. Boy, did she flip. TJ's Dermographics has been around a long time, and this year is their 20th year, so they gotta be good. Give them a call at 540-564-1671. TJ's Dermographics at 91 North Main Street.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spider-Cop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spot a Cop on Facebook.
Is your computer running slow, full of viruses, or locking up? Well, call ComStar Computers, and they'll have you up and running in no time. ComStar Computers offers a full range of computer services and proudly serves the Shenandoah Valley. You can check them out online at www.comstarcomputers.com. ComStar Computers. At ComStar, they're not number one, you are.
And we're back on the CIMC Music Show. This is episode 3 of season 2. Tonight with me is my co-host Sigrid Anderson. And tonight, Sigrid, we're talking with Nate Jones, part 2 of his interview. Do you have any questions for him?
I
definitely have a couple more questions here, but I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead and fire off with yours.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, Nate, your song "A Different Feeling." What is that song about? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Jason definitely Nick knows about this because he was there when I recorded it. He could tell you everything about it. But where I wrote it at, I was with my aunt a while back or so, and it was one of these songs that I wrote. And any artist out here knows how it is. You might have a piece that you might write a few words to, but won't finish. You know what I mean? And one time when I was chilling with my aunt before she passed, I wrote down on a piece of paper, "I'm rolling up with angels while we'll fly to the sky, talking about our demons while we watch the clouds cry." And that's all I wrote. And it was a really pretty scene when that happened. It was raining, but the sun was out, you know, like the old wives' tale of the devil's beating his wife. But it was the best way to say it, I was just in a really different feeling. I was really happy, but I was also really reflective on where my life was at that point in time, and kind of came out the way it did, to be honest.
All right. Well, before we play Different Feeling, we're going to go ahead and take a call real quick. Caller, you're on the air with the CIMC Music Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Marcos, Mr. Chepper.
Marcos!
Okay. What's up? This is Nate Jones. What's up, bro?
How you doing,
How are
man?
You?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Good, bro. Man, I like the new shit you coming out with, bro. That is some good stuff. You're spitting that fire. Question, bro, when are you coming out with that song you sent me?
Once again, that song will be coming out, Writer's Block, for everybody else who's hearing it too. That song will be coming out tomorrow, either 12 a.m. or p.m.
Dude, I have to say that was the most complete song I have heard from you. I mean, I love all your work. You are up and coming, bro. Keep doing what you're doing. Rooting for your success because you're getting there, man. You're going to get there. I remember the times you recorded at the house, and, man, just blowing me away by the lyrics and your flow and rap, man. Just keep it up. You're doing good, bro.
Man, that means a lot coming from you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, I was rooting for my people, and you representing the area 540 out over here. Man, and maybe I'll have to write down some lyrics and just make a song with you, even if it's not coming out as good as yours.
I don't do that. You probably come over there a lot of me. Definitely.
Tonight we are going to be playing the song that Marcos is referring to, Writer's Block. That's going to be on the show tonight. Marcos, why don't you hang out with us for a few minutes? We're going to go ahead and spin up Different Feeling, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Nate Jones on the CIMC Music Show.
Cool, man.
To the sky and talk about my demons while we watch the clouds cry. It's a different feeling. I inhale to let my spirit soar and exhale to go places like never before. It's a different feeling. Before the sense of time takes the time, I like to take some time to rewind. My mind was carefree, the world was sublime, and I did not think twice about this black on black crime. Who should be new president? Where should I think resident? Why should I want to be heaven sent? What car should I drive? Cause I was just trying to learn my wrongs from my rights. And one time Samurai Jack and BBD was airing that night. But now my mind is leveled and I just can't settle. I cursed the gift God gave me and traded it to the devil for a corporate job, and that offered some blessings or something better. But that's what happens when you get technical with business and selling. Give me a time with you so I can go back to the days, to the first rap and roll. I was telling you, keep going strong, give it a dream on your shoulder. Trust me, you will not regret it when you get older. Because if you knew what you do now, way back then you would tell your younger self, bro, it's worth it. Live your life to the fullest, make it last so you can look back and say those crazy times were worth it. Because you're not making moments, you're making chapters in your book of purpose. So when you climb the stairway to heaven, forwards or backwards, you know at least your past life was close to perfect right now. You're rolling up in angels while we flying to the sky. Talk about my demons while we watch the clouds cry. It's a different feeling. I inhale to let my spirit soar, then exhale to go places like never before. It's a different feeling.
back. That was Different Feeling with Nate Jones. Nate, before we move on to our next song, Marcus, we wanted to ask you some questions. How do you feel about the song Writer's Block? What did you think about that when you heard it?
Writer's Block. Oh, man. Sometimes I don't remember the name of the song, but...
That's the one I sent you.
Oh. I don't know. It was just like I couldn't wait till Nathan sent me like an actual link I could download and play through my speakers in my car because, man, I love the songs that I love, just playing them through my speakers, hearing the bass, and then just really getting the full experience of it, vibing to it, riding to it, man. That's what I was thinking. I was like, Nate, why didn't you send me a link, something to download?
Now,
so I'm pretty anxious to see it, to have it.
I just wanted to ask you now, when he sent you the link to this, you didn't know what he was sending you, is that right?
No, he just sent me an audio. I was like, well, maybe Nate just couldn't call me, didn't have a chance to call me, so he's just sending me something, just saying hello. But then I heard the song. I was like, I was sitting at work, and I just started listening to it. I think people saw me bobbing my head and vibing. They had no idea what good music I was listening to.
Okay, so now does he typically send you stuff to check out before he releases it?
Yeah, my brother and I have always been, you know, people that support him a lot, and I've come to the house and just recorded with us, and got to hear some of his work even before he records it. And, he likes seeing what kind of feedback we can give him.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and spin up Writer's Block, and when we come back, we're going to take another call. So you guys stick around, and we're going to have more with Nate Jones coming up right after Writer's Block on the CIMC Music Show.
I can't write. I can't produce a simple story. Wow, Daria, I never figured you for lack of imagination.
I have imagination. I can come up with all sorts of ideas, but none of them feels true.
Well, what's your definition of true?
Something that says something.
What? Anything?
No, something. About something.
Let me get this straight. You're telling me you want to write something. Not just anything. It's just something about something.
Right.
Gee. You never believe you're having trouble communicating.
This is writing where it hurts like a pen puncturing my heart to get a point across. Like Roman decided what will hold a god. Stuck with all the losses that we want for the kin. Inside and they digging my skin like we skinning niggas again, but nah. We on a different type of torture. Hanging on to life while they're passing up a order. For us to stomach they shit while they toxin up a water. Spring amateurs from the daughters. We mentally being hanging, drawn and quartered. Wait, I think I lost them. This is what happens when you speak your mind. You get stuck on two parts like you're reading between the lines. I'm done wasting my time. Mostly I stay in the moment. Forget our futures are broken. So why I focus on mine? Cause I know you can die at any given second. No records, you live forever. How you wanna be remembered? The man who murdered them all. The man who locked up his jaw. Purpose, that's a purpose. Send two more Molly's and ball, or be praying on the rock. While I listen to the rock, cook up some heat to drop. Your voice to help your people, meaning of my body different, but the feel they get evil. Cause we all demon of angels while we conquering the evil. Yes, I see your rhymes are unlike. I just quit asking why. You blade more than John and Funk Doc when recorded how high. I'm just trying to make enough to go on body enterprise and get methods on how to bring the pain from man up in the sky. So my future is sublime on Santa Rita. But y'all rather see a brother 6 feet than breathing in the street. If you block my view, I turn into John Cena, by adjusting your attitude from fuck you to where could he be? Now who is he thinking that he bought the body that's lyrical muscle? Balls are iron, lace unbreakable if you ain't made to rumble. Body stay in motion, so technically we all made to hustle. Work until I reach the goal, so then I'll preach about my struggle.
Oh, nigga, that's a fire, boy. What the fuck you mean that?
Yeah, man, that's it.
You got heat drive,
about to drop like
I don't even about to drop 100 tracks. About to drop that shit today.
Nigga, you can wait.
No, nigga.
Man, fuck you.
We just listened to Writer's Block. That is Nate Jones. Track and that is coming out tomorrow evening, so be on the lookout for that. Nate is with us tonight, and we will be going to the phones again. Here we got another caller here. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Scarlett from Virginia.
Well, thanks for calling in, Scarlett. Do you have a question for Nate?
Yeah. I just wanted to tell Nate, happy Piccolo Day, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
May he rule over us with our iron fist.
Wait a minute.
All right.
You said Piccolo Day? We got. I need to hear what this is about. Somebody explain.
Piccolo Day is from a beautiful, beautiful story following our superhero named Son Goku. And when he stopped the evil tyranny of a monster named King Piccolo. But he actually got his way for a while. And on May 9th, it was considered Piccolo Day today.
Well, okay, so now if you're listening, you just learned something new. I know I did. So, Scarlett, what's your question?
Okay, well, you know what? Nate actually messaged me to ask him a question. Nate, what's your favorite cookie?
Ooh, that's a good one. My favorite cookie, chocolate chip, but it has to have M&M's in it.
All right, I was almost about to call you basic, actually.
See, you can't go too basic with it. I have the M&M's in the joint.
Exactly. All right. Have you gotten any other calls, actually?
Yeah, we got a few other calls. Our host, Jason, can probably ask you that question as well. But, yeah, we got a few other calls. We're playing a few other songs here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have another one that he brought called The Life. We're going to be looking at that here in just a few moments.
Definitely. And it would be awesome if you could stay around, Scarlett, to hear it out, if you don't mind.
Would be awesome, but I have something to do, actually.
Oh, it's fine.
All right.
Well, thank you
for
that question.
We appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a good one. You too.
All right. Happy Piccolo Day.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about The Life. Now, I'd like to know what went behind the making of this song. I mean, what was your thought process here? What inspired it? How long did it take you to come up with the song and create it and have a finished product?
The Life was an interesting one because I had to sit here not only find a beat that was going to fit the two verses I put on there. When I found a beat, the hook completely threw me off of the loop. And I was mainly helped me with creating that at the end of the day was me just listening to it and thinking of a topic, a theme. And I eventually came up with creation because once you really peep it after my first verse, the noises come into play, and it makes me just kind of think of it. So I just added a simple chant, keeping it short and sweet, had some decent bars on there, and I was just kind of feeling myself. So it kind of helped out with that, too.
Take another call. All right. Caller, you're on the air here with the CIMC Music Show. What is your name, and where are you calling from? Oh, hang on. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. Okay, try one more time.
I'm calling from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Hey, love from Harrisonburg is great today.
Yeah, Nate, do you recognize his voice?
I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Miguel Wells. I've known Nate since he was probably about 17. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you a question. My question, I have two questions actually for you. So first question is, We talked about Logic's song, 1-800, the rest of the numbers I can't recall. And it was like the name title track is based on Suicide Hotline. Would you do anything, any song similar to that? Because I want to hear that from you. But would you or have you done something similar to that?
Without giving away my master plan and also answering your question, there is something in the works similar to it. I was low-key upset when I heard the Logic song for the simple fact that the direction I was going with it, he kind of went that way. However, I do have a similar aspect of what I wanted to do with that. I definitely appreciated how Logic flipped it and, you know, made it something that someone who's definitely going through that, going through that moment where they feel as though they need somebody and nobody's listening to make them feel like there is somebody there. And he definitely put the name, the number on the hotline, and I really appreciated that. I want to have the same feel for it. However, I don't know if I want to approach it the same way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's going to have your touch to it, but something as powerful as that, I'm sure it is possible from you.
Hey guys, let me cut you off right there for just a second. Just want to let everybody know we've got about 3 minutes left in the live air show. If you want to continue to listen to the show as it airs, you need to call in now. The number to call in is 516-595-8244. For those of you who are already dialed in and connected with us, just stay on the phone and you'll continue to hear the show as it airs. Now, if you don't want to call in, after we're done airing the show, it will be available for on-demand playback. You can hear it in its entirety if you go to cimc.net16.net and click on the on-demand link, and you'll be able to get the show there. All right, guys, go right ahead. Continue what you were saying.
Yeah, so my next question is just I just want you to recall memory of us together when I just gave you a hard time, but it worked out well.
Okay. You want me to recall one?
Yeah, just, you know, Tom, you might have, right away, it might have sounded like, oh, no, this might not work. You gave it a chance, and it worked out really well. In the music.
I would have to say but here's a fun fact with me. This is a man who first heard me record Caged In. And when I was recording Caged In at first, I was listening to it, and I was like, the way he was a great engineer and he helped me mix it, some of it down, and he gave me some aspect on it. And when I was listening to it, I was like, I don't like that echo. And there were some other things on there that I did with my voice and some other aspects of the song that I wasn't really feeling at that point in time. And you told me, well, I think the best thing that you could do is instead of making a decision right away and deciding that, yo, that's just some booty, take your time, give it a rest, and come back to it another day. Because the next day you have a new, fresh outlook on it. And I did that. I took your advice, and that joint was a hit.
Hang on 1 second. We got to take a quick break here while we switch over to after hours part of the show. So everybody stay with me on the line. If you dialed in, stay on the line. You got 40 seconds to call in if you want to hear the rest of the show. But when we come back, we are going to be talking again with Nate Jones, and he's got some more music here we're going to play for you. So stick around. We got plenty of show left for you, and we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Hi, Pranked Mom. I went to TD's Dermographics at 91 North Main Street in Harrisonburg, where they do piercings and real custom tattoos. But the cool thing for us kids is they give us temporary tattoos. So TJ gave me a real-looking tattoo when I came in with my dad to take home to fool Mom. Boy, did she flip. TD's Dermographics has been around a long time, and this year is their 20th year, so they gotta be good. Give them a call at 540-564-1671. TJ's Dermographics at 91 North Main Street.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spider-Cop. to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spy the Cop on Facebook.
Is your computer running slow, full of viruses, or locking up? Well, call ComStar Computers, and they'll have you up and running in no time. ComStar Computers offers a full range of computer services and proudly serves the Shenandoah Valley. You can check them out online at www.comstarcomputers.com. ComStar Computers. At ComStar, they're not number one, you are.
Welcome back to the CIMC Music Show. We are in After Hours. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and with me is my co-host, Sigrid Anderson. Sigrid, who are we talking with today?
We are talking with Nate Jones.
Nate's brought up
After Hours.
After Hours. Now, Nate brought us some music. We've listened to a couple of tracks, including his new track, Writer's Block, which is going to be released tomorrow evening. So be on the lookout for that, and we're going to give Nate an opportunity again to tell you how you can pick yourself up a copy of that. But before we went to break, we were in the middle of a conversation that Nate was having with one of our callers, so we're going to go ahead and let you guys pick it up from there.
You still there?
Caller, are you still
there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, Nate.
Hey.
I guess to allow the other people listening to know who I am, can you kind of, from your perspective, tell them what role I played in your life currently and how we met?
Yeah, definitely. For those who are wondering, this fine, awesome specimen of an awesome human being right here, too awesome. That means he must be cool. I met him on my time with Boys and Girls Club while I was in Harrisonburg. We knew each other a little bit prior to that, but not too much. He had this program he ran in the club called Mike, which was also my first opportunity other than doing it in my home to record with different artists. And that's where I met some fellow artists around the area, and we became really close ever since. Ever since, and he has given me opportunities when he's not busy, because he's like Q-Tip when it comes to being busy. You have to catch his brother after hours, but like the show right now. But he brought me some knowledge and wisdom while letting me record in his studio, and he's probably one of them. I have a decent list of people I consider my favorites, and it's not a huge list. I can count them on one hand, but he's definitely on that top five. He's been a big help in my music career.
Now, what we're going to do here, before we do get too close to the end, if you listened to the last episode of the CIMC Music Show, we ran out of time early on that one. Now, we've been allotted some more time here, but I want to get this last track in before we start cutting it close. So, Nate, why don't you go ahead and cue this up for us. Let's talk a little about the life.
Well, once again, The Life was also a song talking about one of my favorite producers here that was done there. Did that in one take, fun fact, one verse, one take. It was pretty cool. It was just a song of me just kind of feeling myself. As humans, we all have those moments where we'll wake up and be like, yo, I'm feeling good. Like, I don't know why, but I'm awake and I'm alive, and that's the reason I feel good. That was just kind of what it became to be. I felt really happy. I felt a little elevated in my own self. Not off any substance either, but I kind of made it a little better. And to me, I was flipping the definition to real. I don't think I flipped it, but I also personally believe the definition to real is highly used in different ways and sometimes incorrect ways in hip-hop. So I was just giving my take on it as well. So... Blueski.
Okay, Nate. So we're going to play The Life by Nate Jones. This is the CIMC Music Show. Don't go anywhere.
La, 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 la.
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for flying with
yeah.
us.
My mind's lifted, my body's floating, inhaling something mystic, exhaling something impotent, molding my broken soul into something that is important. The only moment you'll see my heart like my chest is open. These bitches finna take my riches like their chest is open. They praying for my downfall, well they can keep hoping to get hope. They say they defiant, so they might scorch me. Well I threw up lava nigga once out cause I need your motion. I'm a boss, man, no one can stop me. Been pressing Jupiter with Venus, waiting for someone to find me. They said they clocking me as I move closer to my paradise. Waiting for me to fuck up, but it's like rolling a paradise. And your luck is like a skinny paradise. Comparing the mic to Ronda Rousey, who's prepared to fight. You think you got it, till you fuck up at the end of the night. You're still the code to encode a lot codes in life. And the code is really simple, like square, left, down, up, right.
This is the life of a real nigga. This is the life of a real nigga.
Tell them I'm the main hot top. Who am I to gossip? Monster in the sky, call me a Scooby-Doo comic. Cannabis or crack on crack rocks to get a buzz so I can go beyond infinity and burn, couldn't stop it. This is for the niggas said that Nate Jones lost it. Sock him in the sock and make that eye blow up like rockets. Born in the city with niggas pickpocket your pocket, stab you in the back and Jack and Jordan full fucking profit. Graduated hard knock with an advanced diploma. Hit you with the butt of the nine in the eye, guess I gave you glaucoma. The pistol whipping is getting horrific. Got niggas wishing they came at me different, but they didn't. So fuck them, cause I'm gonna end it. Fuck who's offended. The sole reason I'm here to run this game like Nike. Try me social death entirely. Out here grinding while you lying. Niggas thought that I was dead. So when I come back rhyming, they say that I'm justified.
This is the life of a real nigga.
The Life by Nate Jones. Nate has been gracious enough to come back on the show again for a second interview. And he brought us Writer's Block, which is an unreleased track. Nate, you're sending that out live tomorrow. Or not, I was just going to say live. You're putting that out for people to obtain tomorrow. Let's talk briefly about that real quick.
Before we go into that, once again, I want to thank every single person who called today. Even if you're still on that line, you was much appreciated. I thank everybody who called from my home city, 540 Stand Up, Malevolent All Irrelevant, DFG, Early Bird Gang, to the death of us, Virginia. We out here. I see all of you, man. We doing things, man, and I'm just keep doing your grind. Thank you for taking your time out of your day just to call me. That means the world. Also, going back on top of what you just asked me, Jason, Writer's Block coming out, going to be hot track. My favorite, Little Creativity, hot bars, old school feel. Nothing wrong with that. You can find that on SoundCloud once again. SoundCloud, my name is Nate Jones, N.A.T.E.Jones. Acronym that joint, you'll find me. There's a mountain in the background because that's how high we are when we're trying to climb. You feel me? I got more music coming on the way. This is not just going to be it right here. And trust and believe, you know you can hear my music first.
That's fun. We'd love to have you come back on the show. If you're an aspiring artist, musician, and you've got some content that you want aired, be sure to let us know. We're always on the lookout for new content. Hit us up at cimc.net16.net. Get us your stuff. We'll try to get on the show here, just like Nate, we did here with Nate. Nate brought us all kinds of music over the course of the last two shows. We've been just playing all kinds of his stuff. So definitely get on the ball with that if you want to get some free publicity. We always love to help people out. Let's go, Marco. I think that was your name, right, Marco?
Marcos, yeah.
Marcos. Okay, Marcos, we're about to end the show. I wanted to give you an opportunity to say anything else you wanted to say or ask any more questions before we did end the show out.
No, I just appreciate your commitment to what you want to do, Nathan. I know that sometimes you can feel like, man, is this worth it? Who cares if what anybody else says and it's negative? You just keep going forward because all you see is activity, man. You just keep going forward. And I like what you said about that, the other song, The Life. Yeah, you just got to keep that attitude that you just wake up, and because you get wake up and it's a good day, now make something of it. I like that you're doing that, man. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, man. Proud of you too, man. I see you doing your hustling out there, man. That means a lot.
That's it. We always got to grind. We grind. We hustle. We make things happen, right?
Definitely. Well,
keep it up.
That means a lot, bro. Thank you.
You as well.
Sure.
Your other friend here, I forgot what his name is. Last four digits, 4015. Did you have any final comments or anything?
That's actually my brother, Miguel. Who's on the other end of the call.
Oh, Miguel. Oh, that's right. Miguel, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, Nate. I'm trying to think of my favorite song that I have from you. And I want to say one of the first ones I heard, which was some Kingdom Hearts beat we did. And it was kind of poetic. And it was like... what is that called? Where they measure the certain Shakespearean bars?
I know what you're talking about, Mo.
But yeah, that was probably the song I like. Pentameter meter.
Okay.
I forgot the name of the song though.
Yeah, what about that other song, Nate? The one that you did a cappella for me in the living room, I really liked.
The one you're talking about, Miguel, is Sanctuary. The one you're talking about is on my SoundCloud. It's called, it's the Shout Out Freestyle.
Yeah. Can you do a little bit of that?
I don't know if I got time.
Well, you got about 2 minutes if you want to kick something off for us. Let's hear some freestyle. Go ahead.
Dang. If I think you're talking about the one I'm thinking you're talking about, I hit the sitting back, relaxing, maximal passionate rap, trapping the rats in the caskets, baskets full of money and rats. You're asking me if I can match in the master of ceremonies. Life is going to get drastic. You sold your soul for host one. Open the book of life, wonder why your past haunts you. You're in the ring with your own clone from the way you're beating yourself up. Little dirty, your dirt sees your life. You wouldn't clean that mess up. It's depression. No loose in your brain is getting from the Smith and Wesson in the dresser when I sleep. A dream wants to sink into reality, but I can't keep a circle because every time I try to square up with people, they try to make me a circle. I don't know what the heck I'm saying. I think that's the one you were talking about, though. I don't have all of that joint completely memorized.
I think so, bro.
But,
that's good. Good job.
That's good. That'll do, Nate. That'll do.
I miss y'all, man. Tonight, and a special thanks goes out to Nate Jones for being on the show. We are about 60 seconds out from the end of the show. So just one more reminder, Nate Jones, Writer's Block, is going to be available tomorrow night, and that's going to be on his SoundCloud. Is that right, Nate?
Yes, sir, and I'll be sending you the link, too, for your website to post or whatever.
All right, we'll go ahead and get that link up. You can check us out. When this episode ends, you'll be able to play it on its entirety. Go over to cimc.net16.net and click on demand, and you will be able to hear the show in its entirety. Give us about 5 to 10 minutes for post-processing, and then the show will be ready for you. Once again, Nate, thank you for being on the show, and we wish you the best of luck, and you have an open invitation to come back anytime.
Okay, Nate, good luck, and thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you both. No problem, and thank you. And I just,